The Cannes International Film Festival is underway. Every year, well-known directors, actors, and producers attend the glamorous, sometimes decadent party on the French Riviera. But it's not all play and no work. There are many filmmakers there who are not famous, trying to get movers and shakers to see their movies. Among them will be 15-year-old Michelle Pinchuk from Silver Spring, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. Her short documentary, L'Chaim Israel, will be screened at Cannes. But before she leaves for France, Pinchuk is making a stop in our studio. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations. Your short documentary, L'Chaim Israel, tell us what it's about.
It's about the special connection Holocaust survivors have with the land of Israel. And it's around Israel's 60th birthday, and I put it to a song from Dreamgirls, actually. That's my dream.
When I first saw you, I said, oh my.
And I really wanted to show the special connection not only Holocaust survivors have to the land of Israel, but all Jews have with Israel.
Whom did you interview?
Holocaust survivors, mainly my Zadie and
Your Zadie, your grandfather?
Yes. He's a Holocaust survivor, and that means granddad in Yiddish. And other Holocaust survivors in his neighborhood. He died, and it's been such a great experience to pass on his memory. And I just want to say how grateful I am for that experience.
So why is it you decided to make this film on this topic?
Well, actually, I saw a contest for the Washington Jewish Film Festival, and I really wanted to enter. And one of the questions was, what would you give Israel for its 60th birthday? And I decided to mesh that with what Holocaust survivors would give Israel for its 60th birthday.
In case of crisis, I would give my life for Israel. In case of peace, I would give all my health to the Jewish state.
And this is a four-minute film.
Yes.
How much footage did you have before you edited it down to 4 minutes?
Tons, because it actually takes a lot of footage to make a documentary. You have to get a lot to know which one is the best, you know, footage.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the National Archives and got some footage from there, and actually some family photos also.
So how did this end up in the short documentary category at Cannes?
It has always been my dream to go to Cannes. Ever since I saw an Entourage episode when they went to Cannes, I've always wanted to go and kind of do the Entourage bling bling thing. So one day I decided, you know what? I want to enter my film. I really want to make my dream come true.
Uh-huh.
I decided to contact Make-A-Wish to see if they would sponsor me for that. But they said I had to get it on my own value, on my own. So what I did is I sent it in, and they liked it, and they emailed me and said that I could be in the film festival in the short documentary corner, and it's been great from there.
And the Make-A-Wish Foundation is paying for the trip.
Yes, it's all expense paid.
Have you submitted the film to other festivals? You mentioned the Washington Jewish Film Festival.
Yeah. It's also been the Philadelphia Jewish Film Festival and the San Francisco Jewish Film Festival.
You're already working on a second documentary, Freedom?
Yes.
And about what that word means to teenagers.
Teens have a special connection with freedom. They're on the cusp of so many different freedoms that only teens could really experience. Driving, getting accepted to college, hearing the boy they like say they love them, and so many different freedoms. And I really wanted to shed light on these freedoms and teens. And I found, actually, that one freedom all teens have in common, that all teens share, is they all have hope for freedom.
How far along are you?
I finished it, actually.
The film is finished, edited and finished?
Yes.
Oh, so you just have to wait another year to submit that one to Cannes, right?
Yes, and I'm very excited because I want to submit it to the New York Film Festival. I want to submit it to Sundance. I want to submit it to all the film festivals.
Michelle Pinchuk leaves tomorrow for the Cannes International Film Festival, where she'll be showing her documentary, L'Chaim Israel. Thank you for coming in.
Anytime.